8:31, let's welcome Teddy Beck here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
So Seoul Metropolitan Education Office deciding on Tuesday to cancel licences for 8 out of those 13 autonomous private high schools I mentioned. And they've been undergoing evaluation. Some of these schools are seen as being pretty desirable to go to, so it will be surprising that they've fallen so far short in many cases of standards. It's brought a backlash from schools in question and parents who are related to them, who have vowed to seek a public audit over the entire process of that evaluation, even filing a lawsuit against the office. Local media outlets are fairly split, aren't they? Can you just clarify, for people who are used to systems in other countries where you have legitimate private schools operating and legitimate state or public schools, what's the background to these autonomous private high schools here?
Sure. The autonomous private high schools are financially independent from the government. In return, they are granted more freedom in admitting students, designing curriculums, and charging tuition. Such a school system was first introduced back in 2002 as a pilot program with 6 schools in the country, then in the name of independent private high school, and was formally adopted and has expanded significantly since 2009 when the then conservative Lee Myung-bak government rolled out a reform agenda to overhaul the public education system. Currently, 42 autonomous private high schools are up and running across the country, and they must pass the test every 5 years or reclassified as a non-autonomous regular high school. Total of 24 schools, including the 13 in the capital, are to undergo an evaluation this year.
Let's get the responses then, starting with the Hungary.
Mainly focusing on the numerical outcome of the education office's decision, where 8 licenses were revoked out of the 13 schools tested, Hungary regarded the evaluation process as to be strictly implemented and called for the education authorities to demonstrate its will and come up with a firm plan to salvage the public education, noting that the decision needs to be approved by the Ministry of Education before it becomes final. The paper reminded of the situation back in 2014, where the revocation decision by the Seoul Education Office had been overruled by the Education Ministry under the then conservative administration, and said that Hungary was comforted and firmly believed this time that this wouldn't be the case again.
Let's just reflect a little further with the same publication how Hungary saw the decision as being actually an appropriate measure.
By and large, it is no doubt that the system originally introduced to provide students with more creative curricula has only concentrated mostly on the preparatory studies for prestigious university admissions. The paper went on to say that the education authorities need to spearhead the reform efforts of the public education to break the frame where the conversion to a regular school is often wrongly regarded as a downward equalization.
We've got another paper here, the Hangul Gilbo. What did it say?
Okay, reporting on the remarks made by Cho Hee-yeon, the superintendent of Seoul Education Office, where he expected the decision to serve as a momentum to normalize the public education that has been dented by overheated competition and ranking, the paper also recognized that a state of confusion would be inevitable as the schools whose licenses have been revoked and the angry parents are considering corresponding measures, including lawsuits.
How would the paper's own view be on the decision, though?
Well, 6 out of the 8 schools who failed to be renewed this time had failed the test 5 years ago as well, but barely avoided having their licenses revoked at the time, rescued by the ministries overruling the decision. That means these autonomous private schools have made little efforts to improve their operations for the last 5 years, the paper pointed out.
Yeah, perhaps the implication is that they felt they'd weathered the storm before. But what advice did the paper leave us with?
Well, as the schools revoked are expected to file a lawsuit Final decision would be made by the court. The paper noted that it is not desirable to leave the long-debated educational issue to the court's decision. The education authority itself should try to find a fundamental solution.
It strikes at the heart of the question how far the state should be involved in parents' personal decisions and those of their children. The Chosun Ilbo, from a conservative perspective, tackles that, doesn't it?
Yes, of course. The paper began by casting a question. It says, when the parents are trying to support their children with their own financial resources, without depending on the government support, just to provide them with a better educational environment, is it a matter worthy of encouragement or the opposite from an equal opportunity point of view? Which way leads to national prosperity?
And the paper from that conservative stance wasn't exactly enamored with this decision.
Right. According to the paper, the assessment surely lacked rationality and legitimacy. For example, the threshold score, which used to be 60 points, has been raised to 70 to 80 points without any ground, and new evaluation indexes have been abruptly made and applied. The paper went on to argue that the cancellation of the license will increase the taxpayers' burden accordingly. Each regular high school is subsidized with a government support in the amount of 3 billion Korean won every year. If all 42 autonomous private schools are reclassified as a regular school, it will incur an additional cost of 130 billion Korean won annually, the paper criticized as such.
Let's finish with the Dongha Ilbo, and we get another negative stance here, don't we?
Yes. The paper expressed its concern for the confusion the decision would cause, where the number of cancellation went far beyond the expectation. It reported on the frustration expressed by the schools revoked as they regarded the decision as a retaliatory measure against the overruling of 2014. The evaluation process for license renewal has simply been viewed as a procedural step toward the removal of autonomous private schools across the country as promised part of an election campaign pledge, the paper noted. Dongha Ilbo further indicated that the scores of each school tested and the names of the review committee members have not been disclosed.
Why did the paper foresee that a state of confusion would last, though, for a while?
Well, according to the paper, the chaos just started. In whatever directions would the ministry's decision be made, it will be followed by a lawsuit, either by the schools or by the education office. In this situation, the students could easily become a collateral damage. Also, the cancellation and returning to regular school could reignite the increasingly skewed concentration on schools located in the 8th educational precinct. Contrary to the intention of achieving equality for all students, the removal of the autonomous private schools may further deepen the inequality and bipolarization of education, the paper argued.
We'll leave it there. Thank you for giving us a thorough overview there. Teddy Beck.
Thank you, Alex.